This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. We're happy to have you with us on this Friday. Congressional investigators are scrutinizing how people working for the Russian government used Facebook and Google to change Americans' views during the 2016 election. At its heart, this is a story about transparency and democracy.
I care deeply about the democratic process and protecting its integrity.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg back in September.
Facebook's mission is all about giving people a voice and bringing people closer together. Those are democratic values, and we're proud of them. I don't want anyone to use our tools to undermine democracy. That's not what we stand for.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg says there that Facebook is all about bringing people together, but investigators now know that Russians used Facebook to drive people apart. They say a Russian company paid for roughly $100,000 worth of political ads that ran on Facebook before the 2016 election. Google is also being asked to turn over political ads that investigators say Russians bought on its service. There are all kinds of ads on Facebook and Google, but here's the thing. Political ads on internet platforms are mostly exempt from the kind of disclosure rules that govern the political ads you see on TV or in print. And lawmakers are now reacting. Three senators, including Republican John McCain of Arizona, have a new bill. It says ads on the internet basically have to play by the same rules as political ads elsewhere. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is one of the sponsors.
I just cannot justify, as a U.S. senator, that you would apply one set of laws to one media outlet, to TV, radio, and print, and then not apply it to another.
Ann Ravel is a former chair of the Federal Election Commission. She's a professor at Berkeley Law and someone who's in favor of new disclosure rules for political ads on the internet.
It's really important for internets to have disclosures and disclaimers because most of the political advertising now is moving to the internet. And people have a right to know who's behind campaigns. And even more so, one of the reasons they have to know is to determine whether there is corruption involved. That's the whole purpose, as well as information about who to vote for.
Well, you know, Facebook and Google say and have said in the past that it's difficult to tell commercial ads from political ones in a lot of cases. A lot of ads aren't nakedly political. They don't say vote for X or vote against Y. And that they're running so many ads on their sites that it would just be a gigantic challenge to police every single ad. These things are auto-generated in some ways. What do you think of that argument?
Well, I don't think anybody is asking Facebook to police the ads. All that is required is for them to keep them in some sort of repository and to produce them. And someone else can determine whether they're political or not. No one's asking Facebook to be the enforcer.
Well, Facebook has also warned, they told the FEC back in 2011, that a regime like this would stifle innovation, meaning the internet is an open, unregulated place. That's what promotes commerce on the internet. And that regulation of speech like this would just slow all of that down.
Nobody wants to stifle innovation, but what Facebook is doing here is undermining our democracy, and that's what we've seen in the 2016 election. So it's more important for them to produce this information than the people whose job it is to look to see whether it is violative of the law or not can take that action.
But Anne, if there were, let's say, similar disclosure and disclaimer rules on the internet as there are for TV, and we've seen them when you see a political ad, it has paid for by Americans for the American way at the bottom, or it says, I'm Joe Smith and I approve this message. What would prevent, say, Russians or Americans working with Russians in this case to simply start a group called Americans for Freedom and Flags and then fund ads that way? The disclosure would tell you who bought the ad, but it wouldn't tell you anything about who funded the group who bought the ad.
Well, that's exactly right. And that happens today on the internet and in other places. That's what dark money is. But at least if there is a regime in place that requires not just these disclaimers, but some kind of disclosure so that Facebook or Google or any of the other platforms have to provide who is purchasing the ad, then it's up to the enforcers to look to find out what the original source was, and that information can be given to the public.
What kind of company is Facebook? What kind of company is Google? They say they're social media platforms that say, we're not a media company, we're not CNN, and we're not your local television station. We're something different. What do you think they are?
I'm not sure that I would necessarily define them as a media company, but what they have done is monetized electoral advertising. They get a lot of money from the bots that they sell and other ways of promulgating ads. They get money from telling people how to micro-target to certain groups. So because of that, they're not just a company that tries to get people from all over the world to communicate with their families. They're a company that is making a lot of money off of providing, in this case, possibly propaganda or providing actual election ads.
Ann Ravel, thank you for joining us and giving us your views.
Thank you.
Ann Ravel is a former chair of the Federal Election Commission, and she's a professor at Berkeley Law.